The voice of La Divina Maria Callas. We'll be hearing about her today because my guest on the Midday Interview is Gloria Crist. Gloria is in town to star in a wonderful play, an award-winning play by Terrence McNally called Masterclass. That is an imagining of what it was like to be in a masterclass with Maria Callas when she began to teach near the end of her career. So first of all, Gloria Crist, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, this is a production being put on by Thalian Association Community Theater. It is a Wilmington premiere, and Tom Briggs is directing it. Only three performances next Friday at 7:30, followed by a gala, and then Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3, all performances taking place at Cape Fear Academy Fine Arts Building, their new Fine Arts Building at 3600 South College Road. But let's talk now, Gloria, about the play. Tell us the story of Masterclass.
Well, to tell you the story, I have to first tell you that Terrence McNally adored Maria Callas when he was growing up. 14 years old in Texas, he would put on records of Maria Callas, and it spoke to him. It allowed him to know there was life beyond. And do you know, every play he has written has a tribute to Callas in some form or fashion, whether one of her arias is playing in the background or you hear it. So I choose to think that even though this is about the masterclasses that she taught towards the end of her career, it is really McNally's aria to Maria Callas and what she represented. And it's brilliant. It's just, even now, looking at it a second time and revisiting and looking at the words again, it's just absolutely magnificent writing.
You have done the show once before in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And you won a Best Actress Award for that. That must have been satisfying and happy.
It's nice to be recognized for the work that you choose to do. And we did 28 sold-out performances just last summer. And when this opportunity came up to bring this show to Wilmington as a benefit for the Thalians, because that's really where I started in 1984, it's the perfect piece of material to speak the truth of words of what we do as artists and what we sacrifice and how we continue to give back and make the world a richer and better place. And I'm honored to be here. I think it's a wonderful way to gift back what the world of theater has given me.
Now, Maria Callas had quite a dramatic life story herself, a very powerful career, a lot of controversy surrounding her for various things. Talk a little bit about your research on Maria Callas.
Well, I started at the beginning, just, you know, the good old Google check, and then began listening to her music. She was a very interesting woman, a very complicated woman. She was actually born in New York of Greek heritage and didn't go back to Greece until she was 14 because her mother wanted her to have a better life. She had a God-given gift, and that was recognized early on, and she chose to turn the world of opera into a different way of performing. She had a natural instinct to understand and to know that you have to connect to the words to be able to sing the truth. And that kind of will, that kind of passion, certainly did not leave a bed of roses. But it led her to a path of extreme fame. It led her to a path of extreme sacrifice. And I would like to think that it led her to a path at some point of happiness. I don't know if the happiness was jeopardized along the way, but it was interesting reading about a woman who so thoroughly believed in what she was doing and absolutely refused to do less than.
She had tremendous commitment in terms of, even as a child, the number of hours that she practiced and the teachers that she sought and the absolute dedication that she had for singing for opera from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. She absolutely had a plan. And whether people found her along the way or she found those people, it really catapulted her life to where she needed to be to do the work she wanted to do. Not that it was without great sacrifice.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gloria Crist, who is in town to perform as Maria Callas in Terrence McNally's award-winning play, Masterclass. Three performances next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Cape Fear Academy's new Fine Arts Building. In this play, Masterclass, we pick up Callas' life story, as imagined by Terrence McNally. At what point in her career, what is going on with her?
It's early 70s. She has gone back to teach a series of master classes at Juilliard. And through the introduction of these classes and the students that we meet, we hear these beautiful arias that she was well known for. We hear snippets of her life that's interwoven within this music. I mean, the music itself is almost like its own separate play.
Mm-hmm.
And with each student, we understand more about who she is now and who she was then. And this creature of passion, this mm-hmm. creature of music, this creature who absolutely was reckless with her voice.
And some damage was done.
Some damage was done, yes. Mm-hmm. And in fact, she was taking voice lessons at Juilliard to see if there was anything left there. And she was only 53 she passed away. So that's very young these days.
And she burned out with all that intensity.
Yeah. She certainly did.
Yeah. Now, what are the vocal requirements for you, Gloria, in this role? How much do you have to sing as well as act for the role of Maria Callas?
Well, there's a snippet that is sung, which, without giving too much away, of course, it's a very pivotal part of the show because we really understand what has happened. So I'm fortunate that I have the vocal training, although I'm more of a mezzo. Mm-hmm. So to be able to hit the high A that the part calls for, it's just, I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. But it's more so the Italian that is spoken throughout this play. It's a lot of Italian. So it's having the Italian as it applies to the music and the translation. And that's something completely new to me because it's not only learning another language, but it's learning the translation as it appears to teaching.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have some coaching on that the first time around when you did the show in Rhode Island?
I did. I had a wonderful friend, a contact, who used to sing opera and now speaks five languages, Italian being one of them. I went right to her, and for 2 weeks we sat together and translated.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, how much rehearsal time are you having here in Wilmington for this production of Masterclass?
10 days.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. The actors who are with you, you want to mention some of them?
Oh, they're just, it's wonderful, wonderful new talent, young talent, stunning voices. We have a tenor and two sopranos. We've been rehearsing since Sunday. And by Tuesday, we all sort of had that look of what have we gotten ourselves into? And in speaking with them, Lauren and Connie and Jamie, who are all known, I guess, to theater audiences, they've done a lot of theater here. I said to them, if you can do this show in 10 days and do it well, you can do anything, truly. And they should be proud of that work because they'll be able to jump into anything and be proud of what they're doing.
Mm. I saw Jonathan Barber's name on the poster. Is
yes.
he doing playing piano for
he,
you
he
in the show?
He plays the role of Manny, which is the accompanist who also has this relationship with Callas during the show.
And then Joe Gallison is in the show.
Joe Gallison, we rehearsed last night, and he is playing Arionassus and having a wonderful time with it. And his voice is just so... So, Joe, it's great.
That's great. We just have, I almost called you Maria, we just have a minute left, Gloria. If you could just tell people a little bit about your ties to Wilmington and your association with Dreams.
I began in 1984 with A Chorus Line, and that was a wonderful, wonderful group of people in my first show with Thalian, and was around here, left, came back. And when I came back in 97, I met up with Tracy Wilkes, and through Tracy and several other teaching artists, we came up with this Dreams organization, which is near and dear to my heart, which is really about the priceless gift of arts education and the impact it has on young lives. So I'm happy to be back here and saying that it's thriving.
That's wonderful. My guest today, Gloria Crist. Television audiences will know her from her role as Vicki on Showtime's Peabody Award-winning series Brotherhood. She's also been in film and television shows such as Normal Adolescent Behavior, The Company Men, and an upcoming feature, Missing William. In Wilmington, we knew her for A Chorus Line, City of Angels, A Streetcar Named Desire, Anything Goes, and Kiss Me, Kate. And, of course, her association with Dreams. She's here to star in Masterclass about Maria Callas. Gloria Crist, thank you so much, Gloria.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like more information about this or you'd like to get tickets, just go to thalian.org. This is WHQR.